Penguin Audio presents 33 Men, Inside the Miraculous Survival and Dramatic Rescue of the Chilean Miners by Jonathan Franklin, read by Armando Valdez Kennedy. Prologue, The Eyes of the World. On October 12th, a dense fog covered a packed mountainside in northern Chile. Dreamy banks of mist climbed up the slopes. The sun was still hidden over the horizon. A cold, damp air rose up from the Pacific Ocean and sucked away body heat. The few figures that meandered through the makeshift camp at this early hour were ghostly silhouettes, like fleeting mirages here in the Atacama Desert, one of the world's driest locations. In the media encampment, a maze of floodlights illuminated fields of antenna. Dozens of satellite transmitters were propped atop a field of boulders. Huddled around a campfire, fingers and arms entwined, the Avalos family prayed and talked in quiet reverence directly above two buried relatives, 29-year-old Renan and 31-year-old Florencio Avalos. 9 weeks earlier, on August 5th, the brothers had entered the San Jose mine for a 12-hour shift. By mid-afternoon, a massive slab of rock, the size of a skyscraper, had sheared off the mountain and sealed them at the bottom of the mine. For 9 weeks, the Avalos family had hoped and prayed for a miracle. First to hear word that the brothers were alive, and then to have them safely rescued from the depths of a mine that even on the best days was notorious for killing and maiming miners.